What's the greatest gift you ever received? In this episode of 5 Minutes Closer, we'll discover how God has given you the greatest gift of all. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. In my senior year, my parents surprised me with a television for Christmas. Now, you have to understand, this was before everyone had a screen in their pocket on their smartphone. I didn't know anyone who had a television in their room. I hadn't asked for a television for my room. I couldn't believe my parents bought me a television for my room. And yet there it was, under the Christmas tree, a 25-inch Sony color television with remote. I still remember that television. I was still using it when I got married. It was the first television my wife and I watched together as husband and wife. By then, however, it had begun to fail. You had to hit it on the side in just the right spot to make it turn on. It had an annoying habit of turning off right in the middle of a program. And unless you knew where to hit it, it wouldn't come back on. That's why I didn't mind so much when it was stolen from our apartment. My guess is whoever stole it didn't know where to hit it, so they couldn't watch it. Serves them right. I still remember that television. My mom and dad weren't rich. They sacrificed to allow me to have something that I really didn't deserve. That TV's long gone, but the memory of what my parents did for me will last forever. But that's not the greatest gift I ever received. That gift is something that you or anyone can have. In the previous episodes, we've seen that God is the ultimate authority, the ultimate power, because He's created everything that is. And we've seen the problem. We are separated from God because He is perfect and we are not. And we've seen how God has provided what only He could. He gave His Son to take our place. That leads us to the fourth truth that is vital to understand. The promise of Jesus' gift. When Jesus went to the cross, He took our punishment, what we deserved because of our sin. But the promise doesn't stop there. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus, because He was both fully human and fully God, had no sin. He lived a perfect life. On the cross, His death was for us. He took our sin. He paid our price. He took on our punishment. Why? So that in Him, we might become the righteousness of God. That's an extraordinary statement made in the Bible. Remember the problem, we're separated from God because He is perfect and we are not. The only answer is for us to become perfect, to be as righteous as God. That's impossible for us, but not for God. Jesus took on our unrighteousness so that we could be righteous. Jesus, through His perfect sacrifice on the cross, makes us as righteous as God is. That's an amazing promise. What does it mean? We'll explore it in depth as we move through the Bible in future episodes. It's an amazing truth that the Bible describes over and over again. But there's one more thing you need to understand. It's not enough just to know about Jesus. You have to know Jesus. How do we do that? Well, we'll find out in the next episode of 5 Minutes Closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.